In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Best there is at what I do. What I do best isn't very nice.
The Comic Culture Radio Show. Chris Owen, Walter DeRiley.
Excelsior!
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. They hear the lamentation of the women.
Pardon me. Welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. We're broadcasting
where? Come on.
At 93.3 CFMU.
Did you get something caught in your throat there, Walt?
No. Where was I? We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, which won the Hamilton Radio Station of the Year last year because of us. And we're podcasting. And we're podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am together. I am Walter DeRiley, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your Earth's mightiest podcasters.
Avenging the world of comic books.
Yeah, what a smooth, smooth
opening that
opening
was.
Opening that was.
Yeah, that was great. Well, that, yeah. That was great.
What? Yeah. Chris, you just wrote me a note.
I did. You don't have to read it loud right now. We're going to do it for industry news.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm, you know what? What did I like? We're like, I could tell early in the show that you and I are in tune.
We are on.
We are on. This is going to be one hell of a show. So I'm telling you that really much. One to remember, for sure.
Right. Hey. Speaking of things to remember, the Avengers just came out on DVD 2 days ago. Yesterday, sorry.
The movie?
Avengers movie. Was it yesterday? No, it was last week. It was yesterday, wasn't it?
We're looking into the booth.
Yeah, no, I think it was last week. I think it came out last week, didn't it? I think I saw on the, my producer's telling me, I thought I could have sworn I could have rented it on the weekend, but all right.
All right.
Anyways.
So where were we?
I don't know. Okay, let's keep on
Avengers
going here.
Avengers just came out recently.
Yes.
On what? On
DVD and Blu-ray. And right. You know what's interesting is our show is going to talk a lot about Marvel movies, DC movies, all kinds of movie-related stuff today.
Wow, it's the movie show.
Yes. Yeah, so if...
get your tickets.
yeah. Walt, I got my ticket to the gun show earlier and, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know you like guns, Chris. I've often heard you say, wow, look at those guns. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Wow. I like
okay, that. Can I come?
Absolutely. Anytime you want.
All right. Good.
All right. Listen, we've got a great show for you. We're going to talk a little bit about movies this week, and we're going to get into some, as always, comic book related material, and we're going to talk a little bit about comic art and Marvel and DC, and of course, our new this week.
I am looking forward to it, Chris. So let's start with new this week, and new this week is brought to you by comic books, because without them, we wouldn't have show.
That's a very, very good point. You know, without comic books, we would just have culture.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, you know, who needs that?
Serious. All right, well,
enough of that.
As far as new this week goes, let's start with Marvel.
Marvel.
Your friend of mine. So Marvel, I decided to go with The Winter Soldier, number 11. Now, this is by Ed Brubaker and Butch Juice. I don't know if it's Juice or Geist. I've never known how to say that properly.
I like Juice.
But we'll go with Juice. And, of course, you know, it's a great-looking book. It's got, I love his artwork. His artwork changes. His style of artwork changes all the time. Sometimes it's finely detailed. This has got
Depends on deadline.
True enough. But this, I love his style of artwork. This one looks like it's got Hawkeye in it, and it's got the Winter Soldier. Great stuff. Britt Baker really can't seem to do any wrong.
No, especially with Winter Soldier. He came up with the whole premise right during the Cap Winter Soldier run and stuff like that.
Yes, that's right.
So
yeah.
It seems to be a baby of his. So
yes,
to speak.
Yes.
And so that is Winter Soldier from Marvel number 11.
All right,
hitting your local comic book shops today, Chris.
Yes, and next up we've got from DC. Now, this is interesting. I like all the... I actually like what DC's going on with here. They've come up
with what they're going on with, do you?
Yes. They've come up with this national comics brand where they are releasing all these one-shots of various characters that would probably normally not have their own title. A little while ago, they came out with the comic The Looker, and now we've got Rose and Thorn, number one one-shot. And this is by Tom Taylor and Neil Googe. Now, Neil Googe is actually... You know, believe it or not, he's been around for a little while.
Neil Googe.
Neil Googe has actually been around for a while, and he actually did a comic a little while ago called Bazooka Jewels. And he's been around for a bit, and great artist. I really like his stuff. I think he's British. You know, nothing bad ever comes out of Britain.
No.
I say.
Listen, Rose and Thorn, didn't they have a... 17 other attempts?
Yes, they have.
Have you and I talked about this before, Chris, on why Marvel and DC puts out stuff that they know will fail? Is there like something we don't know? Is there some sort of underlying thing?
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Rose
and Thorn, great characters, but can't hold their own title. However, they did come up with a Rose and Thorn comic miniseries a few years ago with all the covers by Adam Hughes, and it was actually a really good comic.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is they have to continue to use these characters at some point in these different series, or sometimes copyright leases will spill over, and you know they actually have to use these characters, otherwise they may lose the copyrights to them. It's possible.
All right. A little known fact, I don't know if you knew this, Chris, but years and years ago, DC took over most of the comics that Quality was producing.
Right.
And one of the titles Quality held was National Comics.
Right. I knew that. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Interesting. Well, now, of course, National had, those were Uncle Sam came from, Phantom Lady.
Sure.
You know, Doll Man, Human Bomb. I could go on, but I won't.
Don't. Please stop. Listen. Listen.
Yes.
Rose and Thorn, number one from DC's National Comics imprint. At your local comic book shop. Today.
Yeah. Next up, we have from Image. Now, this is interesting. From Image, we've got... Now, it looks like Grant Morrison has decided that, you know, whenever he wants to do something a little bit more edgy, he will go on and go over to the Image side. And he's doing... Which, you know, it's a little bit surprising because he used to do, like, the Invisibles for Vertigo and that kind of thing. And now he's doing this comic with... Derek Robertson called Happy. Now, it's kind of an odd comic. The art is very Derek Robertson. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, there's lots of blood, lots of gore, lots of extreme kind of shots. Like, we're talking, you know, bullet holes in the head and that kind of
thing. Stuff that makes you happy, Chris.
Stuff that makes you happy. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing about this is, I don't want to give the book too much away, but, you know...
Don't give it away, Chris.
There's a unicorn.
Oh, you gave it away.
Appears in the comic later on with... actually, I don't even know if it's... What do they call it? It's a unicorn with wings. Now, a horse with wings is a Pegasus.
Right.
But a horse with wings and a horn, is that like a...
A
Ulysses.
Ulysses.
I like that.
Right.
Ulysses. So,
a Pegasus with a horn on his head.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. Or a unicorn with wings.
Okay.
Right?
I like that. I can
so,
take that.
Yeah, it's this weird talking blue horse thing. And it's very...
There's never enough of those in comics.
There really isn't. There really isn't.
I'm glad that one isn't happy.
Finally. Yeah. Now, this is a more adult comic.
It is?
There's lots of blood, and there's a little bit of sex involved, and I don't want to talk about, you know, that too much, but a very strange-looking comic. Typical Grant Morrison.
Perfect. That is Happy, issue 1 of 4 from Image at your local comic book shop today.
All right. Next up, and lastly for our kids, we from Nickelodeon, which is interesting.
in the Nickelodeon.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, well, so from Nickelodeon. Well, it's actually not from Nickelodeon. It's actually from Dark Horse, but it's a Nickelodeon cartoon produced into a comic book here as Avatar The Last Airbender. Now, this was made into a movie not too long ago. I believe it was last summer. They tried, I think, 2 summers ago? Okay, sorry, I'm being told two. I don't mean this last summer is the summer just passed, but two summers ago it came out. Maybe? I don't know. Our associate producer is shaking his head on me. Anyways, And I believe it was M. Night Shyamalan did that book, did that movie. Yeah, so anyways, the cartoon version of it, put into movie, but now put into graphic novel for kids.
Right, The Last Airbender. Thing is, I like about this one is my kids watch the cartoon.
Oh, did they really?
It's really good. Like, oh. You know, you're trying to fall asleep on the couch and the stupid thing is on. And you kind of watch until you fall asleep.
The stupid thing is
and then it's not so bad. It's not so
bad. Does it help you fall asleep?
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Anyway, this is Nickelodeon's Avatar, The Last Airbender from, where's it from?
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse, at your local comic book shop today.
All right. Well, let's, as always, we like to take a little musical interlude after the new this week. So let's, you know, it's an oldie but a goodie. We haven't played it in a little while. A little Jimmy Olsen for you.
Now who's the man behind the man, behind the mighty Superman? Oh, who's the guy he can rely on?
Right. Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy boy,
Mama Olsen's pride and joy.
Someday I'm gonna marry Jimmy boy. The Lone Ranger has old Tonto, yeah. And Batman has young Robin there. But the best sidekick a man could pick is
right. Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy boy, Jimmy boy.
Mama Olsen's pride and joy.
Just gimme, gimme, Jimmy. He's for me. He got a nose for news. He can dig up clues to help solve any crime.
And a supersonic signal watch will get Superman there on time to get the bad guys.
Who's the best darn cop reporter? Does everything a reporter?
Okay. Just when you thought it was over.
I thought it was just about to come in and it kept singing. Chris, yeah. That song is the bee's knees.
Yeah. Oh, you, Walter, you're just the bee's knees.
It is. Listen, Chris, we're going to move along to the Comic Culture Mailbag.
All right.
And the Comic Culture Mailbag is brought to you by Sexy Superhero Costumes. Halloween is right around the corner. Don't you want to be a slutty Captain America? Visit your local comic book shop today.
Well, you know, yeah, and not in all seriousness here for a second here. Halloween seems to be the time when
you get slutty. Slutty.
I don't want to say, well, I guess girls get to dress up as whatever they want, but, you know, they get to sexify them.
Yeah. Chris, I think you'd look good in a Wonder Man costume.
Whoa. Yeah. What, as in Wonder Man, the android from Marvel?
Yeah, the Wonder Man guy from
right,
Marvel.
Yeah,
the
guy
with the really huge...
Lapel.
Yeah. Or the turtleneck. I like his turtleneck.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You look good in a turtleneck.
Yeah, I'm glad you said turtleneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Where were we?
It's mailbag. Mailbag.
Oh, right. Yeah, I just read the stupid...
You did,
I mean, I read the advertisement for it. What do you call it?
The promotion sponsor.
Sponsor, right. Yeah. Listen, Chris, the mailbag is addressed to you.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It says, Dear Chris, I really enjoy wearing comic book t-shirts.
Okay.
But I'm worried I don't look slick enough. Right? So is there any way to wear my love of superheroes proudly but still look snazzy?
Well.
Wait a minute. I'm not dumb
I'm sorry.
So stupid.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm not. Just a t-shirt and jeans isn't cutting it. This is from Billy in Oahu, Hawaii.
Well, great question.
Yeah.
Billy, first of all, bathe. That's the first thing you need to do. If you're ever wearing a comic book t-shirt, you can't go around smelling and being unshaven and all
right.
that kind of stuff
yeah.
because then you just look like a bum, right?
Yeah.
But if you own that shirt, own it like with pride.
Pride.
You know, like just wear that shirt. Wear the heck out of it.
Yeah.
As if, you know, you just are the bee's knees.
Tell him, Chris. Tell him.
That's right.
He wants to hear it. I'm saying,
you know what? Like, because there's nothing wrong with wearing these shirts. It's about confidence. If you put on one of those shirts and you're confident with what you're wearing, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. You're still going to be snazzy.
Yeah. Now, do you recommend that he wears a hero character closer to his personality?
Like, so, for example...
Well, like, if he's a psychotic psychopath...
It should be like Deadpool?
Yeah, or something like
that.
Or,
if he's, like, you know, a Norse, you know, from... You know,
yeah, he should wear Thor.
Thor or something like that.
Something like that. Like, is it important... Because it was put you out of whack if you're wearing some guy that
isn't really,
you.
It doesn't really matter. No, I mean you can.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is sometimes people just think, oh, that guy's trying to be him.
Right. That's not good.
What?
Yeah.
Who does he think he is?
Exactly.
Deadpool.
Yeah. You're right.
How about
color?
Ridiculous.
Do you think color matters on a guy?
You know what?
Like color.
There's no need to get racist here.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not being racist.
Color never matters.
Doesn't.
All right?
Neither does size.
I'm just size and color.
Because you can go XL, you can go L.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. Size really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what size you are,
right,
or what color
as long
you are.
As it fits.
Exactly That's right.
So what were we
talking about? T-shirts,
right? Okay.
Yes. so you know what, t-shirt and jeans, you can wear a t-shirt and jeans, or you can just don't tuck the t-shirt in.
Let's see Billy. Okay, like I'm just recommending.
Yeah, okay.
It's an email to you.
Yeah okay.
I don't want to step on your toes.
Fair enough.
But do you think maybe a nice Hawaiian shirt on top?
You know,
like unbuttoned?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But as long as it's not too
so
busy.
You can look like, again, that Selleck look, but with the Sheldon.
With like Spider-Man underneath it.
Sheldon. Yeah.
Shellick.
Yeah.
You know what? You can do that.
I sniff shellac.
You can do that because then it makes you look like you're really hip, but you're also really
nippy,
snazzy.
Nerdy.
You're nerdy, but hip. Yeah.
So you get all the whole spectrum of girls.
That's right. Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
if that's what you want.
Listen, I'm not sure if you've helped Billy at all here at Christmas.
Well, you know what? Write to somebody else then.
Right. Yeah. That's, okay, you know, Billy, that's all you're getting, pal. Let's try to help you out. But anyway, what are we doing?
Why don't we start? Well, let's do industry news, and
sure.
Then we'll have a couple things, and then we'll do a musical interlude.
Sure.
All right. So, industry news is brought to you by Night of the Living Dead, coming spring 2013, live at your local studio audience. Well, not studio audience.
That was terrible.
Wait, come on.
It's actually called Night of the Living Dead Live.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Night of the Living Dead Live, coming in 2013.
Well, what is all that about? Night of the Living Dead Live. What is that?
Well, actually, we're going to have the I don't know what he is. He might be executive producer or executive
first mop pusher?
Yeah, or Gap.
Oh.
Or what do you call it? No,
Gap.
Grip.
He shops at the Gap.
Yeah. He's going to be on the show in a couple weeks, and the guy that's producing
this. Let's get
this,
him in next week.
This, nah,
next week.
Nah.
Next week.
Week after.
Okay.
I think he's busy. He sent me his email.
Did he?
Yeah.
So wait. Just so we're clear on this, Night of the Living Dead Live. Now, Night of the Living Dead was a classic movie by George Romero and John Russo.
Yeah.
Right? So according to this, now I don't know all the information here, but it looks like there's going to be an actual play
in Toronto of Night of the Living
based
Dead.
Based on Night of the Living Dead.
With like actors.
With actual real actors.
Right, on stage.
Now, they did Evil Dead, the musical, a few years ago, and apparently this is going to be somewhat similar to that, but different. The same director is going to be doing this, from what I'm told.
Excellent.
So Evil Dead, the musical, was a huge, huge success. I know
massive.
It's touring around the world now.
Wow.
And same director who did that is now going to be directing Night of the Living Dead Live. We're going to have the associate producer or some knob is going to come on the show.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
We'll get him on the show. We can talk to the audience all about
You know what?
That
guy got his money's worth, Chris.
He really did.
Flipping a sponsor thing there. We pushed it for 3 minutes.
When do we ever talk about a sponsor like that?
That long.
It's because it's like a great sponsor.
And he actually sent a check. That's
That helps.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to talk about first? Should we talk about this thing that you read online about the Justice League?
Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. So
here's the thing.
So Bleeding Cool, I will say Bleeding Cool wrote this story about Justice League and Frank Miller. So apparently online, they talked about how this comic book store all of a sudden gets these people who are awkwardly entering the store and awkwardly asking questions about Batman movies and Marvel movies and comic book movies and all that kind of stuff. So it appeared to them as if they're DC executives or they were, Warner Brothers executives.
Yeah, it had to be.
So, you know, everything down to, you know, not asking the right questions as in being in a comic book store to, you know, having a T-shirt that still clearly had the fold marks on it from just being opened about 10 minutes prior,
to
being worn.
Out in the parking lot.
Yeah, probably.
All right, guys, ready? Let's do this.
So it seemed like their knowledge wasn't all that great about comic books. For the kind of questions they were asking,
right.
They didn't have the previous knowledge. Like they were saying things
for guys that own DC, they didn't know much about it.
Well, but even they didn't even seem to pretend very well,
right?
Because apparently they're asking questions like, you know, asking what kind of impact certain films made on comics, and they said, oh, like Jonah Hex, and we all know that Jonah Hex clearly did not make any impact on comics,
right?
So it seemed like they didn't really know that Jonah Hex and Green Lantern weren't really well received, as if they're trying to hoping that they could be well received.
Sure.
So they start kind of, you know, mucking around a bit, and then they eventually say, well, what do you think the fan reaction would be to a Justice League movie with Frank Miller's name attached? Now, Frank Miller, of course, you know, Dark Knight Returns.
Wait a minute.
Daredevil, right?
Wait
great, great comic
300.
Book artist. 300.
Sin City. So wait a minute. Are you telling me that...
Bleeding Cool.
Bleeding Cool is telling us that DC wants to make a Frank Miller backed Justice League movie.
That's what it seems to be. Now, here's
whoa.
Here's my question for you.
What's the question?
With Frank Miller's name being attached, does that mean he's going to direct the movie? Because if you saw The Spirit. Don't bother.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
You know, or even if you saw like
I liked Sin City.
Yeah, he had help with I think it was Robert Rodriguez with
right?
So that wasn't entirely him.
Okay.
You know, and even his movie writing, RoboCop 2 and RoboCop 3, you know, I don't know if I'm sold on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, Frank Miller, phenomenal comic book artist and storyteller, not such a great director and movie guy, right?
Yeah.
So fan reaction to a Justice League movie with Frank Miller. I don't think I've ever read a Frank Miller Justice League book.
No, I haven't either.
You know, I don't even think it exists.
Yeah.
I've seen him do Batman. I've seen him do Daredevil.
Yeah.
300, Sin City, all those, you know, Dame to Kill For, all that stuff, sure. But I'm not so sure about Justice League.
Well, you know what, though, Chris? Hollywood is all about big names, right? It's all about big names,
but if they took a page from the way Marvel did their stuff, very slowly and methodically put out each movie very carefully, with big names or without big names, and concentrated on the storyline, concentrating on getting good actors, good directors, you know, good story to begin with, you know, that's where they should be headed.
Right. So, Chris, comic culture's position is, you know, Frank. Keep walking.
Frank, keep walking. Yeah. You know what? Go back to doing some more comics. Although, you know, even his comics these days is iffy, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Frank Miller and all these guys are like, you know, they're all getting the big money from Hollywood. They're like, like Gretzky and A-Rod. And you know, they put up those huge numbers until when they were 27, 28.
Right.
And they were making like $600,000 a year while they're scoring 90 goals.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they stink like crap. Not they don't stink. Think like crap, but they're half of what they were in their younger days, and now they're making like $72 million a year.
Exactly,
right?
and that's exactly.
But they're not producing for that money. It's almost like they're getting paid for what they did before.
Yeah, that's just true because it's the name now, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like Miller, like these guys that I don't see. This is a thing, right? If a fan was choosing the director or the writer or the whatever, they would go, you know, stay away from Frank Miller. But if a movie exec,
going,
oh yeah, Frank Miller, didn't he do this and that? Yeah, we gotta have him.
He's solid gold, is what he is.
Gold, I tell you.
Yeah, gold. Yeah. It's gold, Jerry. Gold.
And that may be the problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Right. All right, let's move right along here. Moving right along. There was a song in the Muppet movie. Do you remember that?
Moving on up.
No. You've ruined it. Okay. Let's keep on going here. Comic art. Now you
comic cart.
Comic art.
Art.
Not cart.
Right.
You are a comic art fan, original comic book art fan. You have a number of paintings from Love Comics.
I called them romance comics.
Sorry, romance comics.
Love is a little too strong a word.
You know what? I didn't realize we were...
We're not ready for love.
No, we really are not ready for love.
Right.
Anyways, so you know what? In the last, I'd say, 20 years, comic book art being sold has skyrocketed.
Taken off.
Exploded. I mean, it seems to have kind of recently...
Taken off
even more so. However... you know, okay, now here's my other thing is
thing.
Calvin and Hobbes. Do you remember that Sunday strip?
My all-time favorite newspaper strip.
All right, so
all-time.
Bill Watterson is the creator of Calvin and Hobbes,
Bill.
And of course, with a single signature, he could have made a lot of people a lot of money. However, he did not sell out. No Calvin and Hobbes merchandise was ever made. Only the comic strips and the collected comic strips were ever produced. There was no fuzzy, you know, plush toys, rather.
Fuzzy tiger.
No, you cannot buy Hobbes. You cannot buy prints of his artwork.
Yeah.
You cannot buy, you know, T-shirts with his stuff or emblazoned jock straps.
Nothing.
Anything like that.
Pajamas.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So... here's a guy that has stuck to his guns.
Jockey straps would be an interesting thing. The merchandise, though, when you think about it, that would be something.
Really, really.
And around the corner, here comes Sabretooth. Wait a minute, the jockey has a Calvin and Hobbes. Never mind.
So the only thing that ever existed was his art, and he decided to stick to his guns about his artwork. Now, here's a guy that is probably friends with other cartoonists.
Sure.
So years ago, he gives one of his strips to a guy named Brian Bassett. Now, Brian Bassett, in case, for those of you who don't know who he is the creator of the cartoon Adam, which became Adam at Home, right?
Right.
So
sold Adam to another artist.
Which is now, yeah. Well, I'm sure he sold it to the syndicate, and the syndicate got another artist to start drawing.
Okay.
Right? So, which we argued earlier. I actually think it's funnier.
I like the old one.
It's only because he talked about coffee ad nauseum.
I love all the coffee.
Boring.
In the old one.
Boring. At least now it has funny.
Yeah.
It's a little bit funny.
Like, as lame can get.
Anyway, so Brian Bassett.
Almost as lame as this bit you're doing right now.
Just saying.
Go ahead.
Brian Bassett was given the strips 26 years ago, and now he's selling it at auction. Now,
what a bihatch.
Well, here's the thing. Watterson's art never goes up for sale.
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to sell for tons of money.
Yeah.
Tons. I'm guessing probably.
100K, you think?
I would guess that, probably 100K.
No.
It said here there was a one that an oil
well,
paint,
one went, like,
an oil painting benefited early that was sold earlier this year. A watercolor calendar piece sold for over $100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just can't believe that a fellow creator would sell something like
this. Yeah, but here's the thing, Chris. Here's the thing. It's 26 years, right? You got to let it go. It's 26 years. The guy held his end of the bargain. He wasn't a flipper. Chris, he wasn't a flipper.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Because 26 years ago, the original art market wasn't what it is
no,
today.
No, what do you think? He's like, looking at it, waiting for the market to go up before he sells?
Maybe.
No. Here's a guy that maybe needs a new kidney or something.
Maybe he does. You're right.
You know what I'm saying.
Look, go steal it and put the guy in ice baths like everybody else does.
Something. Okay. Well, anyway, so it could be legit. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Fair enough. Right. Okay. Anyways, good luck to whoever buys that.
Yeah, good luck.
All right. Speaking of movies, we were talking about movies earlier.
Good luck.
actually, you know what? Yes, we'll do one more, then we'll go to a musical.
All right.
Speaking of movies, very quickly here. So Kevin Feige, who's the producer of all the Marvel movies, Marvel Studios president, actually, I should say, he has saying that you saw the Avengers movie, right?
Liked it a lot.
Okay, so at the very end, you see the cameo of Thanos.
Thanos, yes.
Well, Kevin Feige.
I am Thanos.
Kevin Feige is saying that the guy that played Thanos. You might not be playing Thanos in the future films.
And that's a big deal because?
I don't know, but apparently it was a big deal on the internet sites.
Wow.
Because
he didn't look like, here's the thing.
With the
Thanos guy, I thought it was like a computer. It looked, it didn't look like a guy.
Well, it
You know what I mean? Like maybe around the eyes, your mother might be. Like, oh, that's my son.
There may have been a little bit of makeup on him to make it like help get into character, but other than that, there really wasn't a whole lot. He didn't even say anything.
Didn't he?
No, not a word. Oh, he just smiled.
Yeah, the guys around him said.
Yeah, he just smiled.
So
you know what? They could have gotten Kevin Feige's uncle to do it. Really, for the amount of acting that was done on it,
right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good news for all the.
What was the actor's name?
Hold on, Damien Poitier.
Damien Poitier, hold on, Chris. I got this. Welcome to the 2017 Detroit Comic Con. Special guest Damien Poitier, who was Thanos at the very closing act of the Avengers movie. He has a lifetime of cons to go through.
Especially Detroit. He'll be seated next to Seika. And
the guy who said, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Hey, you're walking by with your buddies. Hey, who the hell are you? I'm the guy who was in the Stormtrooper mask. I said, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, on that note.
Keep walking, honey.
Let's have a meeting.
Don't talk to him. Don't look at him.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact. Remember years ago, Chris, when we went, were you there
in Detroit
where the last living munchkin from,
Wizard of Oz,
he was getting pissed off because somebody wanted to take a picture of him.
Yeah, and
he wouldn't let him. Without paying for it. Yeah, and there was like a brouhaha. There was a fight almost.
I think that was the same one where I talked to Gil Gerard.
Oh, that was beautiful. Gil Gerard.
And I asked him if he had ever seen the SCTV sketch about Gil Gerard.
Gil Gerard, and
he basically said no.
Yeah, he basically said, get lost, kid. Yeah,
pretty much. All right, let's you haven't played it for a while. Here comes Aquaman.
Yes, that was Aquaman by the Bronski Beat. Good pick, Chris. I love Aquaman.
Thank you. I know.
That's a great tune.
It's a fave. It is
a great tune. All right, Chris. Let's keep moving along with industry news. We're gonna fill in the. What are you looking at? What are you pointing
at? Nothing. I was just gonna say. Speaking of industry news, I forgot to mention earlier. Speaking of conventions, we're talking about conventions in Detroit. So Stan Lee has canceled all. Upcoming conventions that he's planning on going to.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
health?
Well, they haven't come out and said anything, just that it's an unfortunate but a very important circumstance why he has to cancel. Oh. So I hope it's not his health. It would be an enormous loss to the community.
Yeah. No, I hope it's not his health.
I hope it's not his health. I hope it's just something.
He just needs a breather because, man, that guy was just working.
I hope it's like something, maybe like he needs to be on set for something or maybe he needs to go away to Europe or something like
that.
I hope it's something good.
Honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. That'd
be
good.
Well, we wish Stan the best. Hopefully he's back on the trail soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, So it was almost kind of like a trailer trash thing, but I was flipping around the net there and checking out, you know, you were talking about earlier how we were talking about movies.
Right, 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 yeah.
Well, there's some tidbits on Thor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, did you saw the Thor movie, didn't you?
I saw Thor.
It was good, eh?
It was good.
You sound like
it was okay.
Really? I thought it was really well done.
It was really well done, Chris.
You know, you don't have to just repeat everything I say.
It was okay. It was good. I liked it, and it was okay. It didn't.
It was good. I liked it, and it was okay.
It was okay. All right. Listen.
So was it okay, or was it good?
Well, this new one is called The Dark World.
Oh.
And there's a couple of new actors signed on for it. Some guy named Clive Russell.
Okay.
And another guy named. This guy is Richard Blake, and Richard Blake is going to play an Enherjar.
What?
An Enherjar.
Enherjar. What does that mean? What?
Well, listen. And Enherjar are there warriors that died in battle.
Einherjar.
Einherjar.
Einherjar. Hardy. So Captain Hardy Har Har.
Hardy Har Har. This is ridiculous. Anyway, there are a bunch of warriors that died in battle, and then they're brought to Valhalla by the Valkyries.
Oh, Valkyries, yes. Valkyries, all right.
Valkyries, anyway. Kill the rabbit. This Clive Russell is going to play Thor's brother, Tyr.
I think it's Tyr.
Tyr.
Tyr,
T-Y-R. T-Y-R, which is Tyr.
It could be Tyr, but I'm pretty sure it's Tyr.
All right, I'm getting tired of this back and forth.
Yeah.
It's Tyr.
I'm
okay?
Shedding a few tears.
Right. Ooh. Listen, so what got me about it is I'm reading this and I'm going, is that right, Chris? November 8th, 2013?
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's a year from now.
It is a year from now. And however, it is my birthday that day. So Marvel decided to plan it. They wanted to open up the movie on my birthday.
Sure.
They heard the show. They thought it was a great show. Yeah. They thought, you know, for comic culture, for us.
This one?
That's right. No, so in all seriousness, November 8th, interesting day. I don't know why they chose that. We were talking earlier before the show that you'd think that they would want to cash in on the summer crowd.
Yeah, the blockbuster crowd.
But you know what? I think it just has to do with the fact that it's too soon. I don't think they won't have the movie done by May of next year.
And then they got in 2014, they got other ones lined up, right?
Right.
And Marvel has so many in the pipe.
They've got
to do each quarter almost.
They've got Captain America coming up. They've got another Iron Man movie coming up. They've got Avengers 2 coming up.
And really, what comes out when you think about it, November might be good because in all honesty, those chick flicks come out.
Yeah,
in November,
I know.
You know, it's like
romancy.
Oh man, you got to take your wife to those things.
Type
and it's like the geek crowd will go, oh yeah,
finally
I get to go see something that doesn't star Hugh Grant in November. Damn, that's awesome.
Yes,
but you know what? I thought when I saw Dark World, Thor, Dark World,
yep.
I thought it was a play.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
But they need a Thor play.
I would love to see a Thor play.
Here's why the Thor play would work.
Oh, okay. Please enlighten me. Hardy hard.
Thor play would work because Thor is like you can get English Shakespearean actors,
yes,
and they'll pull off Thor.
Yes, it's true.
On like a play because it's almost a Shakespearean.
Well, like how they got Anthony Hopkins to play Odin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like they know what you're talking about.
But
here.
But on a play, they would do everybody.
Yes,
like that, right?
That's
and true. They would do it like, because it fits.
It's true. You know? It's true. It's so very very regal and
here's the thing,
melodramatic. Yes.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
It just came to me.
Okay.
So, Thor, the British, you know, the I say,
hey, yes,
you know, hark, who goes there?
Yes.
You know, tally-ho and all that stuff. It sounds great on stage. But when you think about it, they're doing plays about history that wasn't English.
Right.
So let's say the Roman times.
Right.
Let's say Norse mythology
They do some, like King Henry VIII and stuff
that. No, but I'm saying, though, let's say, listen. Okay, so you're going to see a play about Rome.
Okay.
Okay? And are you going to go, see Brooklyn actors? Hey, bud, what you got there in your pocket there, eh? You know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good point.
The Hark who goes there. You know?
Yeah, it has to be British.
Hey, pal.
It has to be British.
It has to be Canadian. British. How's it going there, eh?
How's it going there, eh?
What you got there, bud?
Hey, what's this all about?
What's this all about then, eh? Like, it doesn't work, right?
That's true.
Like, you know, like, even though Roman times, like, a Brooklynite should be able to do the play.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not happening. Yeah, it doesn't,
exactly. I don't know how the British did it, but they tricked us somehow.
They really
they're
did.
Thinking that they're the bee's knees on how to act.
Again with the bee's knees.
Yeah, who the heck are they?
I don't know. Well,
you know who they are?
They're the Brits.
They're the Brits, right.
And they – well, at one time, they – ruled a lot of the earth. You know,
the sun never set on the empire.
Oh, wow. Well,
at a time. Right. Yeah. Anyway, tip, Denny. listen, are we going to music? Or did we just do music?
No, we just did music. All right.
So let's keep going. Another film tidbit. Is this Hugh Jackman guy.
Yeah, I heard about him.
Yeah.
I heard
he's playing this character called Wolverine.
Wolverine.
He's in the X-Men.
Oh, okay. Right. And I've heard of the X-Men. Yeah.
And so the thing is, I'm reading this, and he's like 43, and there's a picture online of him, and he's cut. He's buff. He's ripped.
I saw the picture. He's ready to go. Yeah. He looks like he's about 25. Yeah. He
looks like you when you were 25.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
except he has a six-pack, and I just had the keg.
Yeah, baby. Listen, so here's the thing. I got to thinking. Which characters? So, like, he's getting old.
Yeah.
He's been playing Wolverine either fifth, sixth time, including the cameos and stuff, He might have one or two in him. Then he's got, I think, an Old Man Logan or two movie in him, too.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
But, you know, can anybody else pull off Wolverine
Jack? Okay, so we have had this discussion many times on this show because oftentimes we've talked about, you know, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Conan.
That's
right?
The worst thing that happened to Conan was to have Arnold play him.
Yeah, because
now nobody can play
him. Nobody else can play him, right?
How about Downey? Remember we talked about Downey Jr.?
As anybody else can play Iron Man?
Yeah, no. like will Iron Man be able to survive a Downey Jr.?
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it can possibly happen. I think, you know,
you don't think he'll survive. You don't think Wolverine will survive a Hugh Jackman?
You know, it'll have to be a long time between movies that they can release another Wolverine movie and then have a different actor play it.
Yeah, you know what is going to have to happen?
It has to be another generation.
It's going to have to be a Bill Shatner syndrome.
Yeah.
Where the original guy is going to have to get so fat.
Yes.
You know, and
it,
so
it just
old.
Can't possibly happen anymore.
And you go, no, just give me another Kirk. I don't care. Yeah. I'll just believe it. I can't look at him anymore.
That's right. Yeah. It's
God just, love you, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. God love you, Bill.
But you know,
I'd still watch it as Jim Kirk.
But you know, I think Hugh Jackman, he's got at least, I don't know, three or four more Wolverine movies in him.
Fair enough.
At least.
Enough. You know what? And he's still got, like I said, the Old Man Logan thing going on.
Yeah, that's right. That's
too,
right. So, all right. Did you want to have another musical interlude here before we continue on?
Sure. Let's have another musical
interlude. All right. Let's go with, you know, I haven't played this in a long, long time. Let's go with Justice League.
Call the roll. 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 Justice League of America.
Superman
here.
Aquaman
here.
Wonder Woman
here.
Flash
here.
Metamorpho
here.
Plastic Man
here.
And Batman
here.
Yeah, here they come. Hey, look out, chum. It's the Justice League. The Justice League.
Superheroes all always on the ball. It's the Justice League. The Justice League.
Takes big trouble with a capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. To bring them all out swinging. And when they're swinging, man, they're bringing big trouble with a capital T. For any souped-up super enemy. On Earth or in space or land. Hey, do they put on a show anywhere the four winds blow? When they get the call, watch them go. The Justice League, yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League.
Lay
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our regular program to bring you a special broadcast direct from the secret sanctuary of the Justice League of America. Addressing the council at this emergency meeting is Superman.
Fellow members of the Justice League, the world is under attack at this very moment by the most powerful forces man has ever seen. Creatures from space, monsters from the depths of the earth, and criminals operating right within our cities, and they must be destroyed before they destroy the world. Operation Lifesaver is in effect as of right now.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you with it?
Yeah!
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you.
Yeah, Chris, that's good stuff.
You know, we don't want to normally play it that long. Yeah. But for a change,
you saw how I was getting into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe that was Queen, right, that did that?
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
All right, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, that's really, really good stuff.
Yes.
All right, let's move on. Now, let's talk a little bit about our show champions, the local comic book shop.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
Always encourage everybody to go into the local comic shop on a regular basis, peruse everything that they have to offer.
Of course.
And you know what? And people should really make recommendations to the local comic book shop. Part of it is the feedback.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
If, you know, don't come out and say, yeah, my comic book shop sucks, right?
Right.
If you're not communicating with your comic book shop.
Maybe they don't know that it sucks.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, maybe they
absolutely.
Don't know that it sucks
yeah.
to you.
Yeah,
now,
that's right.
What can we do for you
that's right.
to make your experience at our comic shop better?
Right. So what are you suggesting?
Well, I'm just saying I'm encouraging the listeners to go in and engage in their local comic book shop.
That's good. Right. You know what's funny? I mean, over the years, comic book shops have changed and grown. And, you know, I think there are still some out there that are really still, I don't want to say mom and poppy, because I actually like mom and pop comic book stores.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a mentality that they have to get out of this idea where it can be a dingy, little, dirty hole in the wall, right?
Yeah.
You know, I like going to a comic book shop that's clean and has lots of lighting and colorful and it doesn't have dust everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's
right.
no reason why it has to be dirty and dusty and all that kind of thing.
It can be mom and posh, which is, you know, an endearing thing.
Absolutely.
Really. Yeah, but you're right. But I guess what I was getting at, too, but we also always champion cons, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We always talk about upcoming cons, especially, you know, we're broadcasting in the Southern Ontario region.
Yeah.
So we, you know, talk about the Niagara Con, obviously the Fan Expo, the spring shows in
yep.
Toronto, Wizard when they come to Toronto.
Yes, yes.
You know, we'll mention stuff like Montreal. We do them all.
And I love going to all those shows. I try to go to as many as I possibly can.
Yeah. Now, the big one, I guess, what would you say? You know how tennis has the four majors?
And yeah, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
four majors.
Yeah, yeah. So
does
the
Conn
Grand
have
Slam?
The four majors?
I think so. I think there
what would they be?
Okay, in my opinion,
yeah.
be San Diego.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
number one.
That's like the Wimbledon.
I think it would be New York. I think
yeah.
it's now become one.
Yeah, New York.
Chicago.
The C2E2 Chicago.
No, Wizard World.
Yeah.
And Fan Expo.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm not sure whether Wizard Chicago or C2E2 Chicago. I haven't. Given Chicago I'm not sure of Chicago. The other three definitely belong.
New York, yeah.
Yeah, New York definitely yeah. belongs.
Yeah.
And now New York is coming up.
But there are, yes, it's coming up soon.
Yeah.
I wish I could go to it because you know what? I've never been, we went to the New York show in
2008.
In 2008.
Oh.
No, that was when it was in like February or March.
February, yeah.
Right?
It was cold.
Oh. Yeah. And I would like to go to this one coming up in, I think
October.
It's like next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Right? End of October.
Weeks, yeah.
But, you know, there's lots of great conventions out there. And I agree. I think that, you know, those are probably the top four. However, there's a lot of great conventions. There's MegaCon
yeah.
in Orlando, which
sure.
has been around for a long time. There's WonderCon, which has been around for a long time it's in California. Where is it called?
Anaheim?
No, I think it's
San Francisco.
Oh, geez, I don't remember.
Berkeley, Los Angeles.
I don't remember.
Bakersfield.
It's
Sausalito.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sausalito. At least I'm pretty sure it's California. It could be in. I was going to say Oregon, but I think it's in California. Anyways.
Right, okay.
Anyway, lots of WonderCon, MegaCon, even, you know, they've been around for a long time. Really great shows. And then you got the shows like Ape, right? Yeah, you know, which has been a great show in San Fran. You know, I don't think
How about finally on the scene, making a dent in the scene, is stuff like Montreal Comic Con.
Yeah, and the one in Winnipeg.
Calgary. Calgary Comic Con did great last year. Montreal Comic Con did great this year and last year.
And, you know, it's not a con per se, but, you know, the Beguilings show, the TCAF is a huge show.
It's it would be more like an ape than a...
Yeah, champions the small press type stuff and alternative books. Yeah, lots of great conventions out there.
Now, Chris, the... you know, we talked about the majors. Mm-hmm. Now, New York would be kind of the last one of the season.
I think
New York would be like New York in tennis.
Yes, that's right.
It would be. And then you kind of have to wait until next year.
Yes, unfortunately.
Then you got these other smaller things.
Also
here
Rans.
And there. But then you got a bit of a drought. Yeah, unfortunately,
to go to a show, really, you're not looking at a good one until February, March.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer.
What the great thing about pop culture is,
you
just don't have to sit home and, you know, in your mom's basement playing. What do they play in their mom's basement?
Magic, or Call of Duty.
Playing with yourself with Magic, okay? So, I mean, playing yourself in Magic. That's what I meant. That came out wrong. Chris.
Yeah.
You know what I meant?
Yeah.
I mean, playing with, like, yourself.
Playing by yourself.
By yourself on...
When it's magical.
It's most magical. The good part about it is it doesn't have to be... There are other cons.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And this is what we're
getting
at.
You did some digging.
I did some digging.
Because our listenership is going, the hell am I going to do from November
So here's the thing.
February.
If you have nothing to do, right, between like November to, let's say, even March.
March.
You know, maybe maybe you want to go to a different type of convention.
Yeah.
So
what'd you find?
I thought I would do a little digging and find out what kind of other kind of conventions are out there. Now, Walt, you enjoy the Disney movies, right?
Love them, Chris. I love Disney movies.
Yeah. So if you had a favorite, could you say which one would be your favorite?
Can name me some Disney movies.
Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid.
That Mermaid.
Okay, well, if you're a Little Mermaid fan, you could go to the MerCon. Down in Las Vegas, and you could hang out with other interested mer people.
Oh, I think the MerCon.
No.
Guys with guns.
No, this is M-E-R, as in mermaids.
MerCon.
Like Little Mermaids.
Yeah,
you could go to the MerCon, and you could hang out with other people that like mermaids and mermen, I suppose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, hold on. So it's by a pool?
I don't know. I don't know how they get around because they have fishtails, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess they'd swim there.
Wow. Okay, so that's in Las Vegas.
It's funny how the MerCon is held in the desert.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? So,
all right. So then there's okay. You remember the movie The Blob?
I do.
Yeah. Beware of the Blob. It creeps.
Of course, I got that album.
With Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's actually a Blob Fest. I know you're thinking that every time you go to a comic convention, you go to a Blob Fest.
Every time I'm down in my local Mandarin, I swear to God, it's a Blob Fest. Anyway.
However, there's...
I love the Mandarin, by the way.
It's people that get together to reenact the 1958 science fiction film of The Blob.
Right. That's great.
Okay.
All right. Hey, hey, buddy, you're the Blob. You're playing the Blob.
Hey, I'm going to the gym. I'm working on it.
No, you're the Blob. All right. Okay. What else is there? That sounds like an interesting one.
Okay. This one's kind of ridiculous. There's a movie. There's a Disney cartoon in 1994 called Gargoyles. And there's a gathering of gargoyles you can go to.
If you're a gathering of gargoyles. What do you call a gathering of gargoyles? A flock?
A statue?
I like it.
Statue of gargoyles. All right.
Statue of gargoyles.
Okay, you know, we've never really delved into this notion, but there is a crowd of people out there that enjoy getting dressed up in furry costumes and attending conventions. And they're called furries. Now,
furries. Wow, furries.
Is
that right? Did you read that right?
Furries. Yes. There is something called Anthrocon.
Anthrocon.
Now, anthropomorphic, meaning, you know, human-like.
Right.
So Anthrocon, yeah. Anthroconvention. And these are people who all get up and dress up in anthropomorphic fictional animal characters. So if you want to dress up as a giant squirrel. And
this is like cosplay.
Cosplay, but everybody is dressed up.
Everybody's dressed up.
It's not just you know, not just Sailor Moon and Power Girl walking around. It's raccoons and dogs and you know, all the furry animals out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is exciting. Well, what else you got?
All right. Well, okay. So then there's
give me one more.
Okay, one more. I've got a few more here. There's
I'll just pick one.
Okay. Well, let me do a couple here. There's Muppet Fest. If you like the Muppets, and then there's the Conspiracy Con if you're into conspiracy theories. But I have to say that probably my favorite is the World Toilet Summit and Expo, where you can go and talk about toilets and Johns
and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Is there like a Taco Bell nearby or something? Like
there must be at least one.
Wow, that is exciting. Yeah, with like a hot sauce.
Lots of hot sauce.
You know what,
yeah.
Chris? Those are fine. But you know what? I knew you were digging those up because you told me, and you missed a couple.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because sometimes cons, they figure that. How can I say this? They figure that the one con might not sell.
That's true, yes.
So what there's the new trend is they're trying to combine cons.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
So they're trying to combine cons. So there's one con.
Well, that's very true because even Fan Expo had you know, horror and science fiction all together. Yeah.
There's one called Good Evening Ladies Con.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fishnet lovers and Aquaman fans share stories and oysters.
Interesting. Good evening. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, ladies.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
The Good Evening Ladies Con. There's Dragon Balls Con.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
You love dragons?
You know, I always thought that. Yeah.
Love balls? The Dragon Balls Con is for you.
You know, right. I always thought that was a horrible condition to get. if you ever have that, just go to your doctor.
Chris. Speaking from experience, I could tell. And there was one more that I thought was interesting. It was called the Twin Peaks Con.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically, mountain climbers, they climb a summit.
Right.
And then they read Power Girl comics on the top.
Oh, I like that.
So
I would like
it. Like,
you know what?
They figured a Power
That's
Girl.
That's awesome.
Power Girl Con might not cut it.
Yeah, Mountain Climber might not cut it. But
so
you know,
if you
both.
Combine the two?
I would go to that.
Gold Jerry.
I would actually start mountain climbing.
Right. Anyway, so hopefully between Chris's list and my list, you guys will have something to do, I guess, during the winter.
Well, yeah, during the winter months when it gets a little cold out there and you can hope to have your own Power Girl at home.
Right on. All right, Chris.
All right. Well, you know what? We do have to sign off. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today.
All right. Comic Culture is produced by Anthony Falcone, engineered by our young Andrew Roebuck.
Young.
And for comments, suggestions, please visit comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link, scroll to the comments field, and please add your comments. Also, listen to us at getthepointradio.com.
And remember, mostly a spider bite just gives you a rash, not powers. So use bug spray.
Yes. All right. Listen, support your local comic book shop.
And have yourself a great day.